I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Pride celebrations continue this month for the LGBTQ community with a large event in Hyannis on Saturday with the Cape Cod Pride Group.
This year's Cape Cod Pride Festival is happening from noon to 5 on Saturday on the Hyannis Village Green, and it's got the theme of honoring our past, uniting for our future. The past they're talking about is marking three historic milestones: the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots in New York City that started the LGBTQ civil rights movement, then there was a 30th anniversary of the passage of the Massachusetts Gay Rights Law, and the 15th anniversary of marriage equality in Massachusetts. The future in that Pride theme is the young people that they're hoping to inspire and educate with different events like this. There's going to be several speakers on Saturday's program for both sides of that theme, including State Senator Julian Sear and a local man who was part of the Stonewall Riots. There's also going to be live music and different activities at the Pride Festival. And then from 6 to 9 on Saturday night, there's going to be a free dance party at Cape Cod Beer.
Taking over downtown Falmouth this weekend will be another festival. This one is all about the arts.
This is the Arts Alive Festival, and it's in its 17th year, and it's got activities and shows planned over 3 days from Friday through Sunday. They've got several big tents they're going to set up by the library and Peg Noonan Park, and that will hold dozens of musicians, more than 50 other types of performances, and more than 60 artists and artisans who are going to be showing and selling what they've created. Friday night, starting at 7 o'clock, is going to be a town dance. Then music over the weekend is going to include big bands, fiddlers, traditional country, string ensembles, Irish ballads, ukuleles, folk and gospel sounds. Then the other performances will include theater, poetry readings, dance, yoga, and even a presentation of Cape Cod ghost stories on Sunday.
In Chatham, it's History Weekend, with a lot of different ways for visitors to learn more about the past of the town.
This is also happening from Friday through Sunday, and they've got museums and other organizations working together to highlight some landmarks, venues, and points of interest around town. There's going to be driving and walking tours, along with tours of Monomoy Point Lighthouse, and several museums and other places are going to be open, some with free or reduced admission and holding different events. Those are going to include Atwood House and Museum, the Caleb Nickerson Homestead, Chatham Lighthouse, Mayo House, and Monomoy National Wildlife Refuge.
Whales, and particularly the story of Moby Dick, are the inspiration for art included in the main summer exhibition at the Cape Cod Museum of Art in Dennis.
This is the 200th anniversary of the birth of author Herman Melville, and he wrote Moby Dick. And the museum's exhibit is called Moby Dick Inspired Visions. It's a collection of work by New Bedford artist Peter Michael Martin that also pays tribute to Cape Cod's own whaling culture. The exhibition includes 24 pieces, a lot of them larger than life, that were inspired by the novel, or whales, because one of them is a kinetic whale sculpture of a Jonah being consumed by a whale. Added on Saturday is going to be a 40-foot-long inflatable whale on loan from the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History in Brewster. And visitors can walk through the inflated creature and learn about its behaviors from 3 to 6 p.m. Then at 4 o'clock on Saturday, Martin is going to present a gallery talk, and there will be a free public reception at 5:30. The Moby Dick art exhibit is going to be on display through August 25th.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.